Turn with me, please, to Acts of the Apostles in chapter 20. We read about a church in Ephesus where the Lord planted a wonderful church. And Paul was the one whom God used to build that church. And I want to show you a little bit in chapter 19 of the revival that took place in Ephesus. Acts 19 verse 17. You know, there was a fear that came upon the Greeks who lived, and Jews who lived in Ephesus, because a demon-possessed man tore the clothes of 7 sons of a chief priest in the previous verses. And the name of the Lord Jesus, verse 17, was magnified. Acts 19:17. And many people who believed kept coming, confessing and disclosing all their evil practices. And they brought all their magic books, and it's like bringing all your rock music DVDs and CDs. And what did they do with it? They spent a lot of money buying all this. They burnt it. And it was totaling 50,000 pieces of silver. Boy. That's a huge amount of money. Millions of rupees. They burnt it. So we don't want all this. They didn't sell it for other people to go and, you know, play those DVDs and read those books. No, they burnt it. This is dishonoring to God. Destroyed it. And now, and Paul stayed there for 3 years. He calls the elders in Ephesus in chapter 20, verse 17. I'm sure these people were pretty proud of the great revival that took place, and God's planted a new covenant church here. In the midst of all the opposition, God's done a work and we planted a church. And 3 years went by, and now Paul has to leave. Paul is the only place that Paul stayed for 3 years. Otherwise, he was always traveling. This was his base for 3 years. And he called the elders of the Ephesus in chapter 20, verse 17, and said to them, "You know from the first day," verse 18, "that I set foot in Asia, how I served the Lord with humility, tears, and trials." Verse 33, "I have never desired anyone's money. I never desired anybody to give me any clothes. You know that I supported myself," verse 34, "and I took care of," like if he had a family, he's saying, "I took care of my family. And I showed you like that to demonstrate the truth of what Jesus said," verse 35, "it is more blessed to give than to receive. And now you guys are the elders," verse 28, "be on guard. I told you the whole purpose of God," verse 27, "I told you the new covenant and the whole purpose of God. I proclaimed every commandment God has given. And therefore, I'm innocent of your blood," verse 26. "But be on guard, because the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God with his, purchased with his own blood, because I know God has shown me," Paul says, "that after I leave, savage wolves will come in and not spare the flock." Those wolves are waiting at the door. And so we can't enter here as long as Paul is here. He's not going to be here forever. He's going to go. We'll wait. And the Lord showed that to Paul. "And they will not spare you. And also there'll be a lot of divisions among you elders. One will say this, one will say that. And each will want their own group of disciples." Verse 30. It's sad. A place where Paul labored so much, it ends up like this. And why is that? One simple word: God gives grace to the humble. And if people are humble, and a mark of humility is you judge yourself every day, you never justify yourself, you're quick to judge yourself, quick to ask forgiveness, quick to set things right, that is a humble man. God's grace will be upon him continuously. But when wealth comes and ease and comfort and blessing and revival and all types of things, then is the danger. Wolves will come in. And it happened. After Paul left, The same church, the Lord tells in Revelation chapter 2, you guys have drifted from your first love, you're taken up with numbers and all this type of stuff. I'm going to de-recognize you as a church, but I still give you a chance to repent. In Revelation chapter 2, the same church. In Revelation chapter 2, I call it the second letter to the Ephesians. That was the first letter we read in Ephesians. And now the second letter is very many good things in the church. Revelation 2:2. Your deeds, I know your deeds, the Lord says. Your hard work. Revelation 2 verse 2. Your perseverance. You do not tolerate sin. And all these false teachers, you don't allow any of them. You recognize them to be false. You have persevered. You have endured. You're not running after money. For my name's sake, you've been true. But, verse 4, that simple, fervent devotion that you had for me in the beginning has gone. What is the mark that you love Jesus with all your heart? You spend time with him, and the mark of a man who spends time with Jesus is his face will be in the dust. He'll be the humblest man you can know, like Moses was. Because he's seeing the Lord all the time. He spends his life judging himself because he's before the Lord. He sees Jesus. Please, my brothers and sisters, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Live before God's face. Whatever else you don't do or do, love Jesus with all your heart. It doesn't matter if you can't accomplish great things for the Lord. Love him with all your heart. That's what he wants. All your perseverance, and I'm just reading from verse 23, perseverance and endurance and exposing false doctrine. All that is worthless if you don't love Jesus with all your heart. He will de-recognize you. I'll take out the lampstand. So that is what I say to all of you. Say what the psalmist said in Psalm 73, verse 25. Lord, whom have I in heaven but you? Wonderful verse. It's the verse the Lord gave me when I was converted. I wrote it in the front page of my first Bible. Psalm 73, 25. Lord, whom have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing and no one on earth I desire but you. I keep saying that to the Lord, even now. Lord, I don't desire money. I don't desire honor. I don't desire a ministry. I don't even desire an anointing. I just want to love you. There's nothing on earth I desire but you. And when I get to heaven, I only want you. I don't want anything else. You keep yourself in that place, my brothers and sisters, and you'll finish your Christian life in a glorious way, and you'll have a glorious ministry. God bless you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you're the God of encouragement and perseverance. You've written these things in Scripture for our warning. Thank you. I thank you for the warnings I get, and I pray everybody here will be thankful for the warnings they get. We want to repent of past failures, and we want to put our face in the dust and say, have mercy upon us, O God. Help us to be true to you. And the light of the gospel which you have lit here will burn bright without dimming. That you will, like in the early days you separated the light from the darkness, you'll keep on separating light from the darkness, and let the light burn brightly, that we shall go from glory to glory, individually, in our families, and in our church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.